The Bible reading today is Matthew 25, 31 to 40, and you can find it in your pew, New Testament on page 27. When the Son of Man comes in glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom. Prepare for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that you saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was that you saw you as a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I will tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then you will say to those at the left hand, "You are accursed, apart from me from the eternal fire. Prepare for the devil and his angels." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's my pleasure to introduce our speaker for today. His name is Frank Nagy, and he is the Director of Development at Wesley Community Center in Golden Gate. He told me that he is one of those rather unusual people in the Phoenix area. He's lived here since he was 5 years old, so almost a native. So he's had a chance to see the many, many needs that people in Phoenix area have. And he's here to update us on what the Wesley Center and Golden Gate are doing now to meet some of those needs. So would you help me welcome Frank Nagy?
Hello, good morning, and thank you, Barb, for introducing me, and thank you all for having me. As Barb mentioned, I've been here since I was 5 years old, and it hasn't gotten any cooler. But I'm always reminded in the middle of summer by people who aren't from here and they're from the Midwest or the East that you can never get tired of shoveling sunshine. So I've never been in Minnesota during a winter, but that's what I kind of always try to come back to. I've got the honor today to be with you because our CEO, Betty Mathis, if you're not familiar with her or her role, she has retired. And a well-due retirement for 25 years of service in the community. And that retirement took place in March. Our new CEO is Blaine Bandy, and he's been with Wesley for around 3 to 4 years. And before that, he was actually CEO of Adelante Healthcare, if you're familiar with them. He was not able to be here today. He wanted me to let you all know that he did want to be here today, but he had to go out of town. So maybe next time he'll be here for you. But I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I appreciate all the help that I received as well as I'm walking around. I was told to look for the guy who doesn't know where he's going, and so that person found me. So thank you all for being so generous and hospitable. If you're not familiar with Wesley Community Health Centers, it's got a long and deep and rich history, not only in the community, but with United Methodists and the United Methodist Women. In fact, our location on 10th Street is owned by the United Methodist Women, so we're very fortunate to have that facility for free. Wesley started out as a community center, and then it quickly turned into a free health clinic to meet the needs of the community, because that's what they said that they needed. We are now two facilities, being in 2014 with the acquisition of Golden Gate Community Center. We're now two facilities in two locations in Phoenix. serving the low-income uninsured population with not only primary health care, but also community center services. So what that looks like. So in regards to health care, we provide pretty much safety net primary health care to those who do not have insurance and are low income. That is anything from birth all the way up to death. We cover services for the entire family. That's important because so many people who are low income actually don't have access to insurance. So the uninsured population that we serve at Wesley is actually 70% of our population, of our 7,000 to 8,000 patients is uninsured, and that's uninsurable. So that's not saying somebody comes in and we just give them free services. We try to connect them to state Medicaid, private insurance, health care through the Affordable Care Act, everything. And when they finally don't qualify for anything, what we do is we put them on a sliding fee scale that's based on family size and income, and then we assign them a rate to pay. So they pay anywhere from $15 to $45 for an office visit. We have to do that because we're also a federally qualified health center. And if you don't know what that is, that's just a really fancy way to say that we're a government-funded primary health care facility that serves and focuses those individuals that are low income. So some of the stuff that we do at Wesley is we do family practice, we do women's health, we have diabetes interventions, preventative health is a big aspect of things. We're also very unique because Wesley, as I mentioned, serves 70% of the population, but the other FQHCs, Mountain Park, Adelante, MIHS, North Country, Yavapai Community Healthcare, they all serve about 20% of the uninsured population. So Wesley has become, if you can imagine, kind of like the county hospital for primary care. So when nobody else can serve that patient with primary care, we do it. Your support is critical in that. Because if you can imagine, if somebody's paying $15 for a visit with a doctor, an MD, that probably doesn't cover the visit, right? So when that doesn't cover the visit, then we have to rely on things like grants, funding from other sources, and the United Methodist Women and the United Methodist Church and all of you as individual donors are what we rely on. So that's critically important. So thank you for that. Another piece that makes Wesley really unique is that we're the only FQHC, or Federally Qualified Health Center, that also has community center programs and services. So we have two full-size gyms at both of our facilities. We have things like ESL classes for free. We've got citizenship classes. We've got community gardens. And then we also do things like after-school care and summer programming. And so what's critical about that is, again, that's another need that the community identified for us. And so a lot of the community, especially in the areas that we serve in South Central Phoenix and Maryvale, are very low income. So just around our Maryvale location in West Phoenix, 80% of the population is Hispanic. We've got 1 in 2 children are living in poverty, or 51%. That's below the average. That's higher than the average for Arizona, which is 23%. So nearly double the Arizona average of children in the 3-mile radius around Golden Gate Center live in poverty. So our families struggle with basic essentials such as barriers to care or services because of financial barriers. So one of those really big barriers is to adequate after school programming or care. So again, the school system out in West Valley, children are more likely to be failing in things like reading and math. And if you're familiar with the public school system, things like arts and crafts, dance, music, physical education, all of those kind of outlier subjects are being pulled down because teachers are testing to what needs to be accomplished in class, and those things are going away because of funding and because of testing measures. So our children aren't really performing as well as they could in the school district. They're not being exposed to a lot of the things that make them more well-rounded people. And then finally, after school, they're not having a place to go. So Wesley provides after-school care and programming, and what that looks like is it's one-on-one homework tutoring. It's things like science, technology, engineering, math activities. It's exposure to arts and crafts and music and dance, so they're getting exposed to things like African drumming. They're getting exposed to things like violins and cellos and learning that they could actually play those things and what they sound like. They're partnering with local artists in the community to do projects. We've got one hanging up at Golden Gate. So the cost that we charge for that high quality structured care is $10 a week. And if you know anything about the cost of childcare nowadays, it's about $80 to $120 for just after school care. That's not the true cost of what we pay. So again, the way that we're able to do those things is we have to rely on grants, we have to rely on donations, we have to rely on everything else that can supplement that cost. And so you all have been very critical in that, the United Methodist Women, Willowbrook Church. You all are incredibly so important to what it is that we do. So I'm sorry that Betty isn't here, and I'm sorry that Blaine isn't here, but I'm not sorry that I'm here so that I can tell you to your face, thank you so much. Because as the development officer, I see those things come in, I see what you all do, and to meet you in person and see you and thank you in person is a big part of that, because we do truly, truly appreciate your support and help. And without it, we really could not do anything that we do. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, Frank. And